Now, a milestone in broadcasting history.
All the humanity.
A benchmark in the long and legendary story of WGN Radio.
WGN Chicago.
Get ready to be a part of one of the most amazing mornings in radio lore.
The greatest that God ever created.
Steve Cochran's 600th show. It happens in 5, 4, 3, 2. I can't.
Cut, rewind.
I can't fake it.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah. Okay, you know there's going to be blowback.
I know. I'll get 50 emails.
Hey, it's your arm.
You know, here's the deal. He's not wrong. It's 600 shows.
It is. It is a milestone in radio lore.
Big friggin' deal. 600 shows. It's a nice thing. But it's, you know, let's not make a federal case out of it. Kevin, what happened with the parade? I thought the Rahm was going to put a parade on or something.
We decided to postpone it until the 700th show.
Maybe we should go, like, what should the next really big celebration be? I guess we got to wait till 1,000, huh?
No, I'd say 700.
I'd say 1,000.
Yeah. I mean, who cares about 700?
Every couple hundred.
Maybe like 728, we'll pick a random number to celebrate.
Or yeah. 720. Let's do 720.
Oh, 720. Yeah, show number 720.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're assuming I'm going to get to 720. That's 120 shows away. So we're standing by for Brian Dennehy. Brian Dennehy is scheduled to appear in a new movie called Knight of Cups that's opening this weekend. Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. Knight of Cups. This is a Hollywood drama with Christian Bale, Kate Blanchett, Natalie Portman, Antonio Banderas. It's a heck of a cast. I mean, it really is.
And Imogen Poots. I don't know who that is. I just wanted to say that name as I look at the cast.
Oh, Imogen Poots. I'm a big Imogen Poots
fan. Oh, are
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the fan club?
Yeah, totally. Nick Offerman's even in this movie. And Ben Kingsley? Good God, man.
Boy.
It's thenightofcupsmovie.com. If you want to check it out online, and again, it's a drama in Hollywood about people, and I'm tap dancing as fast as I can here waiting for Brian Dennehy.
It sounds good, though. Big cast.
Yeah, it is a big cast.
Good interview, 600 shows.
Loosely based on your life, correct, Steve?
It is, yeah. Based on the synopsis I've read of Knight of Cups,
right.
Knight of Cups follows an uninspired screenwriter and taking part in all of L.A. has to offer, a slave to the Hollywood system, ends up getting distracted by a string of women. There's death, there's intrigue, there's murder, there's probably drugs and booze. Look, the whole thing reminds me of my life.
Addicted to success, it says.
Totally. Yeah, this is the Steve Cochran story. I am the Knight of Cups.
You are.
Oh, we have him? Oh, God, I hope he wasn't listening. The great Brian Dennehy. It's been a very long time, and he joins us now. Forget about everything I just said, Mr. Dennehy. Forget about that.
Now it's the great Brian Dennehy. I wasn't there 2 minutes ago. I got that big gorilla actor on the phone, a pain in the ass. Jesus Christ, we have to take these calls.
I was tap dancing as fast as I could.
Okay, I heard it all.
Christian Bale, Kate Blanchett, Natalie Portman. Who isn't in this movie?
Brian Dennehy.
No, you're in this movie.
He actually is in the movie, yeah. Not very much, but I'm in it.
All right, look, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. Why stop now?
That's right. I mean, a lot of people want me to, but I refuse.
I'm looking at IMDb. You got projects on the books through 2017.
No, not really. I got one project on for next week, and as far as I know, we go back to answering the phone quickly again.
So does your agent call and you go, leave me alone, I don't want to work this week?
Well, it depends. You know, it depends on the situation. There's hardly ever a time that I don't want to work. I'd rather work than not.
Sure.
But, you know, sometimes you got to say, no, not for that money. And you know, if it's a really interesting project, of course, they don't want to pay you anything because they know you want to do it.
Yeah.
And I also do a lot of theater, which makes it difficult to do the other stuff because, of course, you have to plan so far ahead with theater.
And by the way, theater pays nothing.
You know, you might be on the hook for something a year out with the theater. And at my age, that's definitely playing Russian roulette.
We don't want to plan too far.
It's not my problem. You know, it becomes their problem.
Right. Ryan Dennehy couldn't be here tonight or any other night. You don't want to get to that point.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He won't be back next week either.
All right. So, Knight of Cups. Have you seen the finished project?
I have. Yeah.
And
it's a really provocative and very interesting. You know, this guy is a brilliant guy. I mean, he was summa cum laude from Harvard, mm-hmm. taught at MIT. He's really very, very hugely philosophical, very deep philosophical thinker. And,
yeah.
and, you know, the rarest of thing in Hollywood. I mean,
sure.
To put him into that category at all. His pictures are always very stimulating if you have that kind of a mind, if you're interested in that kind of a thing and you're not just looking for the next car chase. That's why all these people wanted to work with him, and nobody got paid, because he goes to a place that not too many people go to in Hollywood, and which is really what the picture is about.
Yeah,
screenwriter who successfully winds up in Hollywood, and then tries to figure out what it is that he has in his hand, what he's holding. And which is why the subtitle is a Pearl of Great Price. And anyway.
Is it autobiographical for Terrence Malick to make this movie?
Well, I think it probably is to some extent autobiographical. Certainly parts of it, the relationship with his father was a very difficult one. And his brother did die under very unusual circumstances in Mexico. Those are two of the elements of the picture that are not, in this particular picture, are not emphasized very much as they were in the last one, but are very important in the understanding of who Terry is. And he's, you know, I'll tell you, to work with him is just really fascinating because his mind is so.
Well, that's a hell of a compliment. I mean, that's a hell of a compliment coming from you. You've worked with everybody. I hope he appreciates that.
And I've worked with some good people, but this is he does a whole different thing. He's interested in a whole different thing, and trying to understand. You know, so many people in this business become movie stars, they become successful directors, and let's face it, they're convinced that they absolutely deserve it. There was no question.
Right.
Their talent is such that you know they had it coming, and they'll die. They'll go to the graves thinking, you know, I was great, and I deserve to be great. And
right.
Terrence is always looking at the other side. Why has this been given to me, or why did I successfully get this? What's involved in that task? What's involved in that success? Why is it important? Why does it seem to be important? And if it is important, what do I do with it? How do I use it? How do I take advantage of it in the most rewarding way for the most people? Those are questions that hardly anybody ever asks in Hollywood, of
sure.
course.
Yeah, well,
he dwells on them.
Isn't it cool to be at this point in your career to meet somebody that still inspires you on that level?
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, I do get inspired. You know, the funny thing is, I'm inspired by Eugene O'Neill.
Sure.
I mean, very few people have done as much O'Neill as I have, and every time I go back to it, either in a new play or a play that I've done before, I'm inspired all over again, and the same was true with Arthur Miller. I mean, I could do Salesman probably every 2 or 3 years for the rest of my life and never be bored, because there's always some new discovery, some new stunning awareness that reveals itself while you're doing the work.
I actually saw you when you were at the Goodman Theater with Nathan Lane during the last run of Iceman Cometh.
Iceman, yeah.
Oh, it was wonderful and brilliant, and your performance phenomenal. I just was amazed at the tenacity. I mean, that's a 3.5-hour performance. You know, you put your heart and soul in every performance. It's got to be tedious as an actor.
You must have gone home early. It's 4.5 hours.
It is. You know what? You're right. There's two intermissions. I'd never been to a play.
You missed the last act.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I was sweating.
Dennehy's the Springsteen of theater.
Right. I was sweating and I wasn't even on stage.
That's right. No, it's a great play, Iceman. I did several times before, in which I played Hickey, Nathan's part. And then Nathan and I talked about doing it together, and with Bob, of course. And we finished it up at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, I guess it was last spring, and had a wonderful time. It was great there, too.
There's nothing like a live audience.
It's awesome.
There's nothing like a live audience for an actor, for a stand-up. That's got to be the best for you.
Yeah, well, the only real question mark is the word live, you know, whether they're really alive or not. I've worked in front of audiences which, as far as I'm concerned, could be wrapped up and shrink-wrapped and
sure.
taken out to the ambulance. But no, the that play, both in Chicago and in Brooklyn, was had wonderful audiences, very receptive, very tuned into it. They wanted to be there. They wanted to have the whole experience. And at the end of it, they just showed their appreciation for what they had seen and what they'd heard. But that's O'Neill. I don't have any illusions about that stuff. You know, I thought people talk
phenomenal.
About the Tonys.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
The guy, as far as I'm concerned, the guy who won my Tony was Arthur Miller, and the guy who won the other Tony was Eugene O'Neill.
Well, that's very nice of
you.
You know what that is?
About who the important character is there.
But that's very Chicago writer. Of you. I know how good this town is to you, and I know how much you love Chicago. But that's a little Chicago take on things. I hate to break it to you, you've had a hell of a career, and it's not over yet.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're right.
The new movie is called Knight of Cups. Again, we believe it's loosely based on my own life, especially the seedy parts. And it opens this weekend.
Well, there's certainly been a lot of cups in my life, or glasses, in some cases broken ones. But it's Terrence Malick, who is an extraordinary director and an extraordinary talent. And his work deserves to be seen by everybody.
I agree. Big fan. Very big fan.
Yeah.
All the best. I know you got to talk to some lesser lights, but I really appreciate you being on whenever you're around. And when you're in town, come see us.
Everything for Chicago. That's my town. I love that town.
All right, bud. All the best. Brian Dennehy.
I mean, you should have seen him on stage. He and Nathan Lane.
I have seen
it
him
was
on stage.
Four and a half hours.
No, I have seen him on stage.
Forgot
I
about the... 77
years old.
He's awesome.
The cinematic American masterpiece Tommy Boy that Brian Dennehy was in.
Yeah, I thought he might get emotional about that because it was such an emotional part for him.
Did he get an Oscar nod for that?
Yeah. He was robbed.
Oscar from The Odd Couple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that's Brian Dennehy. I was going to ask him about Christian Bale and if Christian Bale's nuts to work with. Because Christian Bale, did you see The Big Short?
Yeah.
Christian Bale was so good in The Big Short. Christian Bale's good in everything. But Christian Bale's a whack job.
Oh, completely.
You know, Brian Dennehy sounds like a regular guy.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever spent any time with him in person. He's been in studio a couple times, but
well, now he's portraying.
Doesn't
you.
Dennehy feel like the kind of guy you'd want to hang out with?
I think so.
Just to hear the stories, you wouldn't tell you on the show.